Hello.
Good evening. My name is Derek from Opinion Research, private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Now, let me ask you, does anyone in your member or household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency, or no?
Nope.
All right. Thank you. Let me just go ahead and move forward here. Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Major and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote non-partisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Major and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not
definitely.
Very likely? Definitely. Okay. And let me see, which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Okay. And what is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Okay. And what is your age? 1835, 3645, 4655, 5665, or 6675, or over 75?
Over 75.
Okay. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
I don't think they're going in the right direction, no.
Okay. Now, from the following list, what is one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? The first one is corruption in local government, crime, neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise, environmental and inflation, and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing, property insurance costs, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, or traffic and congestion.
I can only pick one.
Yes.
All right, let's start with corruption in government, because that's where it all starts.
Okay. Now, I thought it's a non-partisan election. If the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you likely to vote between Democratic candidate and Republican candidate? Are you definitely vote for Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Okay. Now, you will not be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. First one is Fabian Basabi.
Not familiar.
Not familiar.
Yeah.
And Rosie Cordero Studs.
Not familiar.
Donald Trump.
Doing well.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Lena Higgins.
Not familiar.
Not familiar. Miguel Suleiman.
Not familiar.
Mm-hmm. And Alfonso Leon.
Not familiar.
Okay. Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
Not familiar.
And Joe Carollo.
Familiar, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable?
Definitely.
Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Okay. Vicky Lopez.
Not familiar.
Carlos Jimenez.
Not familiar.
Francis Suarez.
Familiar and not impressed with him.
Very unfavorable or somewhat?
Yeah, very unfavorable.
And Joe Sanchez.
Not familiar.
Maria Elvira Salazar?
Okay, just middle of the road.
Somewhat favorable?
Somewhat somewhere, yeah.
Daniela Levine Caba?
Not familiar.
Not familiar. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions about August primary election, Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Carollo, Eileen Higgins, or undecided?
Who was the second one? Anybody but Carollo.
Eileen Higgins?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Miguel Soliman or Lynn Higgins?
Let's say Higgins.
Higgins?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me see here. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alfonso Leon or Eileen Higgins?
Higgins.
Higgins. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
Approve.
You strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now you will be... Now, you will now be given some statements about Lynn Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Well, the first one says, while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Lynn Higgins actually voted no more than double her taxpayers-funded compensation benefits to $130,000 per year. Would you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. So, somewhat less. Okay. And Lynn Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in the campaign contribution from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic congestions to your neighborhood. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Now, during this challenging times, Lynn Higgins actually voted against lowering property tax in Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Would you much more likely, somewhat less likely, or somewhat less, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. And Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars for developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins support controversial rail projects to Miami each that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Now, since Lynn Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most affordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling than Miami, having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis under policies that have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes.
Well, you know, it's not just her. It's the way life is, you know. You can't blame her about it.
No difference?
No difference.
Or much? No difference.
No difference.
Lynn Higgins says that she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F-score transit mobility. Higgins cuts over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on it, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft.
No difference. No difference. Are we almost through with this? This is
ongoing. And the last time, you will be asked a few short questions about August primary elections, Miami-Dade County Commissions. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Carollo or Lynn Higgins?
Higgins.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Miguel Soliman or Lynn Higgins?
Higgins.
In the primary election, Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alfonso León or Higgins?
Higgins.
Okay, I'm not going to ask a few short Democratic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have representative samples. What is the last grade formal education you have completed?
A college degree.
College degree. Okay. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for participating. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye.